ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जाय उदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भावतीनैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो हरे कृष्ण, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर सिक्स एंटाइटल्ड प्रहलाद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज डिमोनियक स्कूलमेट्स। सो वर्स नंबर टू टेक्स्ट। यथा हि पुरुषस्य विष्णोः पादोपस्पणाम् विष्णोः पादोपसर्पणाम् यदेष सर्वभूतानाम् प्रिय आत्मेश्वरः सुहृतः यथा हि पुरुषस्य विष्णोः पादोपसर्पणाम् यदेष सर्वभूतानां प्रिय आत्मेश्वरः सुहृत् यथा हि पुरुषस्य विष्णोः पादोपस्पणाम् यदेष सर्वभूतानां प्रिया आत्मेश्वरः स्रह। ताहि पुरुषस्य विष्णु पादोस्य स्पर्शपणाम् सर्वभूतानां प्रिया आत्मेश्वरः स्रह। यथा हि पुरुषस्य विष्णुपादस्पर्शणां सर्वभूतानां प्रिय आत्मेश्वरः स्रह। माताजी यथा हि पुरुषस्य विष्णो पादस्पर्शणाम् यदेष सर्वभूतानां प्रिय आत्मेश्वर स्रहेत्। यथा इन ऑर्डर दैट ही indeed. Purushasya of a living entity. Iha, here. Vishnu of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pada Upasparanam, approaching the lotus feet. Yat, because. Eshaha, this. Sarva Bhutanam, of all living entities. Priyaha, the dear one. Atmeshwaraha, the master of the soul, the super soul. Sruhat, the best well-wisher and friend. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation. The human form of life affords one a chance to return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all living beings. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwara srihadam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shanti mrichati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Simply by understanding these three facts, that the Supreme Lord Vishnu is the proprietor of the entire creation, that He is the best well-wishing friend of all living entities, and that He is the supreme enjoyer of everything, one becomes peaceful and happy. For this transcendental happiness, the living entity has wandered throughout the universe in different forms of life and different planetary systems. But because he has forgotten his intimate relationship with Vishnu, he has merrily suffered life after life. Therefore, educational system in human form of life should be so perfect that one will understand his intimate relationship with God or Vishnu. Every living entity has an intimate relationship with God. One should therefore glorify Lord in the adoration of Shantaras or revive his eternal relationship with Vishnu as a servant in Dasyarasa, a friend in Sakyarasa, a parent in Vatsala Rasa, or conjugal lover in Madhuri Rasa. All these relationships are on the platform of love. Vishnu is the center of love for everyone, and therefore the duty of everyone is to engage in the loving service of the Lord. As stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavatam 3.25.38, Eshamaham priya atma sutasya saksha guru srihad daiva ishwaram istam. Sorry. In any form of life, we are related with Vishnu, who is the most beloved, the super soul, son, friend and guru. Our eternal relationship with God can be revived in the human form of life, and that should be the goal of education. Indeed, that the perfection of life and perfection of education. Om Jnana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Si Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Siyuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Cha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna, I'll just repeat again the translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, one is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of life, because from very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age, sorry, this is second. So the human form of life affords one a chance to return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul and the well-wisher of all other living beings. So this is one of the best chapters in the seventh canto. And here in this chapter there are about 30 verses. And mostly they are spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. And I'll just give the summary of this chapter. So basically Prahlad Maharaj is explaining that how in material world we try to enjoy, how it will lead to frustration. Like in the fifth canto, what we see, Rishabdevi told his sons, Parabhavastavad abodajato yavanna jigyasat atmatattvam. That means that whatever we do in our life, parabhava means everything will be defeated. So here Prahlad Maharaj, he is explaining to his small friends that whatever we do in our life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, so everything will be gone towards the end of this life. So Prahlad Maharaj, what we see in the very first verse, so he made few important points that he told that this human form of life, durlabha manusha janmo. So human form life, what it is mentioned that it is very, very rare among 84 lakh species, especially human. And also Prabhupada writes that we are transmigrating in various species of life. And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kona bhagyavana jivo Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So what we see, from time immemorial, the jiva, so who has rebelled from the Lord, so he is trying to enjoy in this material world, but ultimately his all enjoyments, they are leading to frustration. So what we see in the 11th canto in the Uddhava Gita, there is also one nice comment by Pingala. So this Pingala, what she explains, asha hi paramam dukkham, nairasham paramam sukham. So in material world, whatever we endeavor for happiness, everything will lead to frustration. So better one should not endeavor. In coming verses, Prahlad Maharaj will explain that our life is just 100 years. And among the 100 years, if we see, Brahma goes to sleep for 12 hours. Actually, as per Brahma's life, it is mentioned that Brahma's night is 12 hours when he goes to sleep. So similarly, in the material world, there are some people, they go to sleep for 12 hours. So if you divide the 100 years, 50 years gone just into sleeping. So now we are left with just 50 years, okay? And among the 50 years, our childhood is gone in playing. Nowadays, they are sending, by the age of 3, they are sending LKG, something like that. But in the olden time, what we see, Krishna Balaram, they went to school at the age of, anyone knows, 12 years. Actually, they went to school at Sandipani Muni when they were 12 years, when they went to kill Kamsa after that. So, in today's world, what we see, okay, then today people are taking lot many degrees. Everything is business. So, even taking education has also become a big, big business in today India. So, recently I was on a tour on Maharashtra, and more English schools are coming up. People are going, opting for English education. And somebody was telling that maybe in the future, few years, 5 to 10 years, all government Hindi, English schools will close down because no students will go for these languages for learning. So what they are learning, here what Prabhupada explains in the end, Prabhupada has given a very and a best and a conclusion in this, what Prabhupada writes, that God consciousness can be revived in the human form of life, and that should be the goal of education. Indeed, that is the perfection of life and perfection of education. So what is perfection of education? Today's world, what education we are getting is a jada vidya. If one wants to become a doctor, even if one wants to get specialized, then surgeon, one grows up to the age of 32 to 35 years, literally. What Prahlad Maharaj explains, that our life goes this way, complete. And what is the guarantee that today everyone can live 100 years? Is there any guarantee? No. So today, literally people, what we see, after 60, 70, there is no guarantee. And Prabhupada writes in one purport that after 50 years, one should not think of living more. After 50 years, what Prabhupada writes, one should not think of living more. So whatever it is, what Prabhupada explains, that if one wants to be peaceful and happy in the material world, that three things one has to know. And Prabhupada has given here, what are the three things? That simply by understanding these three facts, that Supreme Lord, Vishnu, is the proprietor of the entire creation, that he is the best well-wishing friend of all living entities, and that he is the supreme enjoyer of everything. Bhoktaram yadya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. So that is what is the peace formula. And what we see today in material world, there are lot many big people, they are giving so many peace formulas, but no formulas they are working, because people, they don't know what is the real. Actually everything is owned by the Lord. In the Ishopanishad, the first verse itself, it explains Isha Vasam Idam Sarvam Jagat. And literally what we see today, that almost all countries, they are spending their GDP. Like today, now India, they have put GST, some kind of tax, 18%. And somebody was telling this is the highest tax in the world, that India, they are charging. And what this money, where it goes? This money goes in just defense, big warships, war planes, and just maintaining so many soldiers. This is literally with America, China, Russia, India, Pakistan, all these countries. And this is a huge amount. We can't imagine this, the amount of money used in defense. So basically the happiness is divided into five parts. The first happiness is called Jadananda. So material world, what people today, the materialistic society today, it is called consumeristic society. So further we'll come to Prabhupada's seven principles. When Prabhupada, he made ISKCON society, he put seven principles to bring peace and equanimity in the world. So the first is Jadananda, means we're trying to make this body comfortable, which is not going to happen. And literally today's the consumeristic society, what we see from the news, from the media, TV, everywhere, so many ads just for this body. So literally people are putting everything, all their efforts into maintaining this body. And this body one day is going to be dead. And we are investing in such a company where your returns are zero. You take any number of bonds or whatever shares. But what is the final this thing from that company? You are getting zero. So Jadananda is trying to beautify this dead body. And in India now, what we see, even in villages, there are beauty parlors coming up, beauty parlors and gyms. It is a very surprising. Men, they go to the gyms, and women, they go to beauty parlors. Jai Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Jai Sri Gaur Nithai ki, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki. So everyone is trying to beautify his body. But what Prabhupada writes, we have an eternal relationship with the Lord. And in the Bhagavatam it is mentioned that Muktir Hitva Anyata Rupam Swarupena Vyavasthiti. So what Swarup we are seeing today in the mirror, it is not our real Swarup. We have one Swarup and a real Swarup that is eternal Swarup in the spiritual world. And what we are seeing every day in the mirror, that is a different Swarup. So better we should understand, yes, there is another eternal Swarup, and we have an eternal relationship with the Lord. And that relation we have to revive, and that can be revived only in the human form of life. Because we get parents in all species of life, mother and father, you will get any species of life. And today people, they are adopting children also. Today you can adopt children by court, so many things are there. But the attaining the Supreme Lord, which can be done only through a spiritual master, that is very rare event. So the second Anand is called Atmananda or Brahmananda. The second level of enjoyment, what we see the yogis or Brahma yogis, what they are trying to enjoy. So it is called Atmananda or Brahmananda. They are trying to find pleasure within their self. Or sometimes they say, okay, ghatakash, patakash. So the third, this Ananda is called Premananda. So Premananda means it is not the ultimate level, one level before the Supreme. So Premananda, in this level, what we see, that love of God means where we are doing our sadhana bhakti and we are enjoying doing our service. Whatever service we are doing, so we are enjoying in that. We are getting some reciprocation with the Lord. And ultimately the fourth is called Sevananda. Lord Nityananda's name is Sevananda Bhagwan. Sevananda Bhagwan means he finds happiness in serving Lord Krishna. So what we see, Lord Balaram, he serves Lord Krishna in five rasas: Shantaras, Dasiras, Sakiras, Vasilaras, and Madhuriras. And what Prabhupada writes in the purport, that we have these five kinds of relationships and that we have to revive. So immediately it can't be revived after coming to devotional service. So with the passing of years, when we become more and more mature, so nowadays there is a mango season. Oftentimes I give this example. So the mango, it is first in the budding form, then it becomes a small fruit, then it has to hang in the tree, then summer season. So this way what happens, the mango is holding the tree, and it is mentioned that after Akshaya Tritiya, the mango becomes ripened, and when it is again eaten by some bird like parrot, it becomes more sweet. So till then that the mango has to hold to the tree. So similarly in the devotional service, if one is continuing with his devotional service, so a time will come, the maturity will come automatically. Automatically one will come to know, so what is one's relationship with the Lord. So Prabhupada writes that human form of life affords one chance to return back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, especially in the human form of life, one should engage in devotional service. And oftentimes Prabhupada, he told his disciples, please give this one lifetime to Lord Krishna. You have given so many lifetimes in service of Maya, so many lifetimes. Please give this one lifetime full in Krishna's service, and that will be the last end of this material world. So oftentimes Prabhupada used to tell his disciples, okay, this lifetime you give for Krishna. So here what we see, that because we have forgotten our relationship with the Lord. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one nice verse. that Krishna Bhuli Jiva Anadi Bhairmukha Atayeva Maya Taradeya Samsara Dukha. Because we have forgotten our relationship with the Lord, and that's why Maya Devi. So what is Maya? Maya, Maya is like our mother. So she is giving you all the basic necessities, what you need. Also simultaneously she is giving you a nice beating for whatever wrong we do. So Maya is there to give us nice beating. So this is the job of Maya, to give the living entities Adi Daivik, Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmik, this kind of klesha. So when Sanatan Goswami, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he also put the same question. Ki ami kene amani jare tapatrai, iha nahi jani ke mane hita hai. What he said, that I don't know why all these miseries, they are coming to me, and I don't know what is good for me. And people, what they say, I am a big learned scholar in a material sense. So this is the condition of material world. And oftentimes we see that people, despite knowing true facts also, they are continuing with this material happiness, and which is coming to an end. So Narottam Das Thakur, he writes in one poem, Hari Hari Bifale Janam Gonainu. That means that even though I got a human form of life, so when a tree gives the fruit, that is called phal. So I got the ripened fruit, the best fruit of my life, but I wasted it. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a very nice poem, that Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya, that forgetting the Lord, one comes to this material world. And after coming to material world, what happens? He forgets his relationship with the Lord. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains in one poem that material world, whatever we are taking this education, Jad Vidya means is a dead education. And what we see today, education, what is this education? It is just competition, just competitive competition. And it is like individualistic. Today's people, what we see, what they are doing, they are in their own worlds. They don't look at each other. They are in their mobile, they are Skyping, whatever. Whatever they are in their own world. So Maya has given something, so they are happy with their whatever gadget they have. So this has become the way of life. So Prahlad Maharaj, basically he is trying to explain us that how we have forgotten the Lord. So Prabhupada writes, spiritual education means that is a perfect education. So this word educare, it comes from Italian word. So educare means to bring what is good within us. So what is good within us, that is to be connected with the Supreme. That is what is called educare. But what they are trying to bring today's world, what they are trying to bring out the best, they are trying to bring out something worst in our mind. So from childhood they are giving different trainings. Recently one devotee was telling that one person, he was torturing his child at the age of 2 that he should become an Olympic swimmer. Somehow that boy, he didn't learn the swimming. And neither he went to school, and complete his life spoiled. And now he is a mafia, that boy. So neither the father had his dream fulfilled, neither the boy, he could do the needful. So today what is happening, everyone is pampering their kids. All they are pampering, do this. And now is the result time for all the children. And at this time what we see in India, the suicide level goes high. And this suicide level is between the age of 9 to 28. This is all and a school going children. So why? Because they are having so many expectations. Why? Because they are not given proper education. What Prahlad Maharaj is explaining here, he is trying to explain them how everything will be gone. Whatever you do, para bhavastavat abodha jato yavanna jigyasata atma tattva. If one is not inquiring about Atma Tattva, Rishabhdev explains, then his life is gone. His 100% life is wasted. So So materialistic people, what they think is what they are doing is right. They are doing everything for their children. But they don't understand what education they are giving is not the right education. So when Prabhupada was in America in the 70s, so one time he had gone to MIT. What in India there is a IIT, in America there is a MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It is in Philadelphia. Boston? Okay. So what happened? One time Prabhupada had gone there for some program, and there are 250 faculties, different departments. And Prabhupada, he asked them, do you have a department in which you do the study of consciousness? So what is consciousness? Consciousness is the symptom of the soul. So once the soul is gone, left the body is as good as dead. What they say, clinically dead. Now, whatever today they are giving definitions to different things, like taking out the embryo, like abortion, they are calling it is a MTP. That means taking out the tissue. They don't say that we are aborting the child. And they don't call toilet, they call nowadays washroom. They don't call jail as a jail. Something different terminology they are given. So this is what is education means, just changing outwardly. But real education means we have to teach the real truth. So real education means, in the Vedanta Sutra, the first aphorism is that Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now therefore, in the human form of life, one should inquire what he is, where from he has come, what he is doing, where he will go next. So if one is not inquiring about these things, then his life is waste. And here what Prabhupada is quoting more, what he is emphasizing, is about the real education. So Prabhupada, when he established this ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, in late 66, so he made seven principles which we should know. And same what is Prahlad Maharaj's teaching. So mostly this is based on Prahlad Maharaj's teaching. So the first principle what Prabhupada writes, to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge at large, to educate people in techniques of spiritual life in order to check imbalance in values and to achieve real peace and unity in the world. These 3 points what Prabhupada has quoted in the purport, all these 3 points are there. So spiritual knowledge, to systematically propagate means tell people, yes, what they are doing in material world, it is wrong. So second point Prabhupada writes, to help all people discern reality from illusion, spirit from matter, and eternal from temporary. This is from second chapter of Bhagavad Gita about the soul. What Prabhupada writes, reality from illusion, spirit and matter, eternal and temporary. So this is what we see, this is the real education, to know what is real and what is unreal. So third point Prabhupada explains, to express the faults of modern materialism. So what is modern materialism that we are running? Prabhupada said, often he said, the car is running on 4 wheels, the dog is running on 4 legs. So what is the difference? We may overtake the dog by going at a speed of 120 miles, whatever it is. But what for we are going? Only eating, mating, sleeping and defending. So what Prabhupada explains, modern materialism means just keep enjoying. They have often, they say, just do it. There are many companies, they have their symbols. So they say, just do it. What is just do it? It is for animals. What animals they do when they go to the market, vegetable market, just they put their head just for eating something. But they get a nice beating that they don't understand. So here what they say, materialistic society. So all the multinational companies, what is their this thing, agenda? Just give them sense gratification from childhood. So there are many companies, when the colleges they open, what they do? They give student, especially some soft drinks, then there are some higher soft drinks, then they give them different kinds of drugs, tobaccos and other things. So what they feel, if we make them our customer, they will be customer for life. So this is what modern materialism means enjoying to the neck. Then the fourth point Prabhupada explains that to offer guidance in Vedic techniques or spiritual life. So now here what Prahlad Maharaj is giving, he is giving the Vedic education. He is telling the children what we are going to learn, dharma, artha, kama. It will be not any helpful. So fifth point, to preserve and spread Vedic culture. So now it is mentioned that dharmo rakshati rakshitah. So if we don't propagate this spiritual knowledge, what Prabhupada said, that ISKCON, we have to, for next 10,000 years, we have to keep this going. So to propagate and spread Vedic culture means we have to keep distributing books. So Prabhupada often said that these books are like time bomb, and anytime they can explode. And there are countless stories that many devotees, many people, they became devotees just by reading the books, and they got from different places. So that was the fourth point, the fifth point. Then sixth point, Prabhupada explains, to celebrate the chanting of the holy name of God as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the Yuga Dharma, chanting of holy name, Yuga Dharma. And in one lecture, Prabhupada mentions that although people may not understand what we are doing, but this will have a good impact on the society, in people's behavior and their way of life. So one time when Prabhupada, he landed in Chicago, so one police officer came, and Chicago is the most crime-ridden city in the world. So maybe he wanted some guidance from Prabhupada, how this crime can be overcome. So Prabhupada, he told, we have 2-point formula, that all inmates in the jail, will feed them prasadam and we will do kirtan for them. Just by hearing this kirtan and taking Krishna prasad, they will be changed totally. But somehow it didn't click to his mind. This especially is preaching in the jails. Even there are many criminals, they are good. But because of some wrongdoing, when one becomes very angry, one can do anything. So oftentimes it is found in the jail that most of the criminals, they were very good, well-to-do. But because of a small mistake, they landed. Because they are not trained in the childhood. And in India, in the olden time, what was the etiquette? That people, they did this samskaras. So samskara means giving the right shape. So whatever we are producing, so we have to give it a right shape. So it is called sama iti akara iti samskara. And people, they knew these are the mandatory things. So because of now westernization, what we think, they are not mandatory. So Prabhupada explains the chanting has a very good effect. And in olden time in India, especially the coming of British, so all the villages in India, they were doing Harinam in the morning. It is called Prabhat Feri. So presently there is one saint in Vrindavan, Ramesh Babaji. So he tells people, you go to your village and you do Harinam. So that will bring all material prosperity, especially rain and whatever thing we want. So what Prabhupada writes, that Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. Ultimately we have to depend on rain. These rains, they are not sent by the government. It is sent by the Lord. There are different demigods, they are sending the rain. So material world, what today, what is happening? They are just speaking about more and more and more about their modernization and more improvement, better way of life. So what they think, that their advancement is doing more and more things, but that is not the real advancement. So that was the sixth point. And seventh point, what Prabhupada writes, that to help every living being remember and serve Krishna, the Supreme Lord. This is the ultimate point. So where Prabhupada writes that everyone, we should make understand that Krishna is the well-wisher. And Prabhupada has written here that Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhoktara Medya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwara. that Krishna is not only the proponent of this world, he is the proponent of all the planets, all the demigods. So once the people, they come to understand, then there can be real peace. Like in the 1940s, there were two big world wars. And during this world war, what happened? A big number of people, they died. And they had to incur a big amount of expenditure. If there is a war, the economy is like burns like a wildfire. All the economy goes down for a country. So today's world, waging a war is not so easy. So what we say, they made this United Nations organization. For what? For bringing a peace in the material world. But that didn't help. What they did, United Nations organization, what Prabhupada writes, that this ISKCON, International Society, is the real United Nations organization. Because what we see here, people from different color, caste, creed, when they come together and when they chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the formula. So when we come together and when we chant, in the beginning days of ISKCON, so Prabhupada, he just told his disciple, just go and chant. And oftentimes during that period of time, the devotees, they used to go like in two batches, morning, evening. They used to do Harinam like 6 hours, eight hours. That was a big job that time. So now also many parts of the world, the devotees, they are doing. And in one sense, Harinam has the power and it can do a big thing for the mankind. And Prabhupada wanted that even if we make 1% people Krishna conscious, forget about the entire world. Like what we see, Prahlad Maharaj, he was trying to change his classmates. He was not trying to change his father and others, big demons. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was trying to change his classmates. So what Prabhupada said, that by ISKCON we are trying to make some people, gentle people, brahmanas. And oftentimes he said, the society is there, but the mind is not there. Samaj hai, lekin dimag nahi hai. So today, modern society, what we see, okay. Most of the countries, they have everything, modern, well-to-do, from eating, everything. But they don't have the real spiritual education. What is the ultimate end of life? What will be happening next? What is our relationship with Lord? So Prabhupada here, he emphasizes that this human form of life affords one a chance to return back home, back to Godhead. So this is a golden opportunity for everyone. So irrespective of male, female, whatever it is, so it affords one a chance to go back home, back to Godhead. And just recently I was listening to one Prabhupada lecture, and what Prabhupada writes, yes, if we are always engaged in devotional service, so our consciousness will automatically turn into total Krishna consciousness and we need not to bother if we are totally engaged. So this way our consciousness will get totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And what we see, Prahlad Maharaj, from the womb of his mother, the consciousness is developed from the womb of the mother, in the womb of the mother. It is not that when we are born, gradually our consciousness develops. No. The mind, the Atma, the consciousness is within the soul, and when the soul, it enters the womb of the mother, then there all the training starts. And in the West, they have made a big, this thing, scientific research on the women, those who are taking drugs and those who are listening to TV. And it is found that their children, what they are born, so they reflect all what their mothers, they did. The children, whatever they are born, they are reflecting what their mother did. Why? Because whatever the mother, she was doing, she was undergoing, whatever it is, so that is reflected within the child. It goes into that child. Because subtly it is going into that body, although it is in the womb. So Prabhupada, he explains that, so the ultimate formula, again we will read these 3 points, that Vishnu is the proprietor of entire creation. That is the first point. That he is the best well-wishing friend of all living entities. And that is the supreme enjoyer. And what we say, oftentimes Prabhupada, whatever letters he wrote to his disciples, so in the end he finished with, ever, ever well-wisher. So Srihatma is the best friend. Material world, oh, you may say, yes, I have so many friends on Facebook or whatever book, but they are not real friends. Many of the people we don't know face to face. We are just speaking with Maya, whatever we are holding in the hand, that we are speaking with that, but we don't know reality. But the Lord is always within our heart, and if we meditate and if we try to understand, 15th chapter Krishna explains, yes, that he is seated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivisto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. That ultimately the Lord is seated in the heart, in each individual's heart he is sitting, and everything is looking after us for what we, our basic needs are there. So he is directing us to the place wherever we are destined to go for the day. So at least this much understanding comes to us, that will be very much. So this is what is required today in modern world. What we see externally, like people, they are changing, but they don't know what is the significance of spiritual education. So one time Jayapathak Maharaj, he had gone to one printing press in Calcutta. So he knows how to read Bengali, and he was looking one question paper. So there was one question entitled, Tomar ki porichai. So what is your designation? So there are three answers. That yes, I am Indian. Then I am Bengali. I am a Bangalore. So if you write, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Jivatma, 0 marks. So he was laughing. He was telling, so this is what is modern education. So they do so much research, and they put so many people on doing so many research things, but they simply don't understand, yes, the soul is gone, and that means everything is finished. So a real education means we have to try to endeavor to make people understand, yes, that what is taught by Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita, the education is universal. What Krishna taught 5,000 years back, it is not a like simple thing. It can be amended. No. So it is now also fresh. It applies to in all parts of life. So we'll conclude here. So anyone has any comment on today's? Any comment, question? So, yeah, four Anand. First is Jadananda, then Atmananda, then Paramananda, then Jivan, and this Sevananda. Sevananda means like gopis. So the gopis, they are always absorbed in serving the Lord, although they are at home. So that is the highest. That is called Sevananda. So material world, although people, they are trying to do so many things, but they are doing to just to enjoy for the body. They are trying to give happiness to the dead body. So Western civilization, oftentimes Prabhupada, what they said, that decorating the dead body, mandanam deham ranjanam. That means in West there is one thing, like a dead person, they decorate the dead body, because when people come to see that dead man, so at least they can see, okay, he's charming, he looks okay, not so bad. So that is what in the West, there is also big money paid for that, and this is also a big job done. So no point in any just decorating this dead body. Instead of that, if we are serving the Lord, once the soul is serving the Lord, then the soul is going to get the real happiness. And the real happiness is in the spiritual world. So one time, Prabhupada, he was telling in one lecture, somewhere in Europe, that if you don't take to devotional service, then you will become a dog or a hog. So one hippie, he told Prabhupada, so what is bad in becoming a hog? What is bad? So somehow, maybe he was drunk. So Prabhupada said, if you have that desire to become a hog, then I have my blessing. So what Prabhupada often he said, that we don't understand how other livings they are suffering. All other livings, living beings, although they may be in any kind of body, they are suffering ultimately. And they are always bewildered and they are always security conscious. So this way is very simple to understand that happiness is not for the body, happiness is for the soul. And here Prahlad Maharaj, he is trying to bring out this point. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai. Hare Krishna.